Let's turn back to Isaiah chapter 49.
从十四节开始，在提到神对我们的恩典永远不会改变。
From verse 14 and on, Isaiah tells us how God's grace is everlasting and unchanging.
我们看十六节。
Let's read verse 16.
看啊，我将你铭刻在我的掌上。你的强援藏在我的眼前。
Verse 16, See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are ever before me.
神把我们刻在他的掌上。
God has engraved us in the palm of his hand.
我们常常怀疑神。
Often we doubt God.
因为我们看不见他。
Because we cannot see him.
但是神深深地纪念我们。
But God deeply remembers and never forgets us.
因为我们是跟他立约的。
Because we have struck a covenant with him.
他不会忘记我们。
He will never forget us.
只怕我们忘记他，他不会忘记我们。
Even if we forget him, he will not forget us.
所以认识这一位神，确实人生最宝贵的一件事情。
So coming to know the one true God is truly the most blessed event in one's lifetime.
那在五十章，我们看以赛亚书五十章。
Let's turn to chapter 50.
五十章在提到两种人。
Chapter 50 tells of two types of people.
一种是硬心到底的。
One is the stubborn and hardened heart.
那另外一个是顺服的。
The other type of person has a submissive heart.
凡是硬心的，到最后一定是败坏。
Those who are stubborn will fall away.
但是顺服的一定得神的恩典。
But those who are submissive will receive the blessing of God.
我们看第四节。
Let's read verse 4.
主是我受教者的舌头，使我知道怎样用言语扶助疲乏的人。主每天早上提醒我的耳朵，使我能听像受教者一样。
Verse 4, The sovereign Lord has given me an instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. He wakens me morning by morning, wakens my ear to listen like one being taught.
我们如果看物质上的需要，我们在教会里面需要帮助的不是很多。
If we look at from a physical sense, there's not many physical things that need to be done in church.
大部分信徒的生活都过得去。
Meaning that all the believers or members, at least in this society, mostly have their physical needs.
但是如果我们用属灵的这个方向来看，
But if we look from a spiritual perspective,
真的很多人是需要人扶持，很疲乏软弱。
We can see that many are spiritually weak and fragile.
上礼拜我们在开这个 NCC.
Last week we held the NCC.
美国教会的信徒现在大概有2800个信徒。
There are about 2,800 members in the United States.
差不多四分之一是 inactive, 就是一个月都没有来教会一次。
But about a quarter of them are inactive. That means they don't even come to church once a month.
差不多有700个。
Meaning about 700 members.
那这700个信徒，你想他们刚刚在洗礼的时候，然后都得圣灵，又看异象，又提到很多神的恩典。
Out of these 700, there were many that, when they're baptized, they're filled with the Holy Spirit and saw visions and miracles and wonders.
经历一段时间，有各种不同的原因，信仰就掉到后面去了。
But after a period of time, for various reasons, they have fallen away.
这些都是我们要帮助的。
These are the people that we need to help.
所以我们在谈到做圣工，什么是圣工？
So we talk about doing God's work. What is God's work?
其实帮助软弱的，让他信仰回头，这就是重要的圣工。
God's work is to help the spiritually weary, the spiritually weak. That is God's work.
但是这个工作要花时间。
But this type of work takes much time.
这是现在我们最难的一点。
And that's one of the most challenging problems today.
你要叫一个人信徒说要给他50块钱，我想对一般人来讲不是很困难。
If you are asked to donate $50 to another member, that's probably not that big a deal.
但是你叫一个上班的人说你给我一个钟头，这不简单。
But to ask a very busy career individual to take 1 hour out of his workday, that's more difficult.
但是要扶持一个软弱的人这不是钱做得到。
But in order to spiritually exhort a spiritually weak member, It's not all about money.
啊，是我们要花时间。
It's about time.
这困难在这里。
That's the problem. 啊，
那这个地方说，要我们要有受教者的舌头，那用言语来扶持帮助人。
Verse 4 tells us that we must have an instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary.
啊，所以主耶稣看到两个门徒往以马所失去。
That's why Jesus saw two disciples walking on the road to Emmaus.
主耶稣就跟他一起走。
And Jesus walked with them.
没有叫他说回头。
He didn't say turn back.
就跟他一起同一个方向，一直往耶路撒冷离开，一直走。
He walked with them all the way to Emmaus, away from the city of Jerusalem.
那在同走的当中，就跟他一直讲话。
And he kept talking to them on the way there.
讲了好几个小时。
Talking for several hours.
一直到一个城，太阳下山了。
Finally, they got to a city and the sun set.
然后他用餐。
And they ate together.
我忽然间眼睛开了。
Suddenly, their eyes were open.
我发现跟我一起走是主耶稣。
They discovered that the person who was walking with them is Jesus Christ.
刚刚我们在路上一路走来，他一直在讲话的时候，我们心里一直火热起来。
And so that's why they wondered how it was that on the road to Emmaus, their hearts were constantly built up with a fervent fire.
所以那一天晚上，这两个门徒就回头，没有睡一个晚上。
And so these two disciples, they didn't stay in Emmaus. They turned around and went back.
这个叫做扶持软弱的人。
This is buffering up the weak and weary.
你如果告诉软弱的人，你不回来教会，我下地狱哦，看他会不会回来。
If you see a spiritually weak member and say, if you don't come back to church, you're going to hell, you think they're going to respond appropriately?
那有的时候，反正下地狱也不是我一个，有伴。
Some people say, well, all my friends are in hell too.
所以，但是如果我们花时间用神的话，用很多的见证，神的恩典，这样慢慢跟他分享。
But rather, we need to take the time to share our personal testimonies, to share our experiences, to buffer them up.
啊，为他祷告。
To pray for them.
神一动工，他的信仰火热起来，他就回头了。
Then, once the Spirit of God moves them, they will come back to the church.
所以用言语扶持疲乏的人。
That's why we need to use the word that sustains the weary.
那要怎么来预备这个工作呢？
How can we prepare ourselves?
下面说，每天早上提醒我的耳朵，使我能听像受教者一样。
Verse 4 says, He wakens me morning by morning, wakens my ear to listen like one being taught.
要像受教者一样，很谦卑的来领受神的道，我们才能够去用神的道帮助别人。
So we need to be taught. We need to listen to the word of God so that we can help others.
我们要带一个慕道者，从开始带来慕道，一直到他信仰成长到你可以放心，好像个小鸡可以，母鸡可以把它放掉，两年到三年。
It takes about 2 or 3 years for one to bring a true seeker to church and establish his faith, much like a mother chicken, mother hen, needs to lead its little babies for 2 or 3 years.
那这两年到三年，每个礼拜你要花时间打电话，有时候要拜访他。
In these 2 or 3 years, you're going to need to be concerned about this truth seeker, call them and visit them and ask how they are.
所以做圣工，有时候在我们地方教会，其实已经很多可以做。
So when we think about the work of God, in fact, there's much work right here, right around us in our local church.
那四分之一啊 inactive 就是我们做工的对象。
The 1/4 inactive is the work that we need to do.
拯救一个灵魂啊，这个价值是非常大的。
There is much credit to be gained by saving a soul.
所以五十章在提到前面在提到那硬心的就会被弃绝。
It tells us that those who have a hardened heart will be destroyed.
那第七节开始，那这回归向神的就会蒙神拯救。
But starting in verse 7, if we return to God, then we will be saved.
第十节。
In verse 10.
你们中间谁敬畏神的，听从他仆人的话，这个人行在暗中，没有亮光，当依靠神的名，仗赖自己的神。这个地方讲啊，依靠神的啊，他啊，神就可以做他的依靠。
In verse 10, it says, "Those who trust in the name of the Lord will rely on God and have someone to depend on."
五十一章
，Chapter 51.
五十一章是在提到渔民在盼望中得安慰。
Chapter 51, it tells us that the remnant of Israel will receive comfort and hope.
所以在受苦当中，神的安慰没有减少，虽然苦难没有过去。
Despite trouble and tribulation, God's hope always exists as a comfort for them.
因此我们在受苦也是一样。 有神的安慰跟同在。
Likewise, even though we may be suffering today, we have God's comfort and hope.
我们再看五十二章。
Let's now turn to chapter 52.
五十二章开始在讲受苦的仆人。
Chapter 52 talks about the servant who suffers.
这是指的主耶稣。
That refers to Jesus Christ.
首先我们先来看第七节。
Let's read verse 7.
那报佳音传福音报好信息传救恩的对说，你做了王这个人的脚登山何等的佳美。
Verse 7 says, how beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news.
这节圣经在罗马书被引用。
This was referred to in the book of Romans.
最美的脚踪是传福音的脚踪。
The most beautiful feet are the feet of those who bring good news.
因为带领人得救。
Because they bring salvation to people.
那从第十三节开始。
Verse 13 and onwards.
一直到五十三章的十二节。
To chapter 53, verse 12.
受苦的仆人。
It talks about the servant who suffers.
这是指的主耶稣。
Jesus Christ is the one who suffers.
所以主耶稣的受苦不是偶然的，八百年前以赛亚书已经写的。
So it is not coincidental that Jesus suffered in this world. Rather, it was prophesied about 800 years before he came.
我们看第一节。
Let's read verse 1.
我们所传的有谁信呢？
Verse 1. Who has believed our message?
为什么主耶稣很难被接受？
Why was it so difficult for the people of the time to accept Jesus?
第二节。
Verse 2.
他在神面前生长如嫩芽像根出于干地无家型美容。我们看见的时候无美貌是我们能够羡慕。主耶稣来地上没有美貌让我们能够羡慕。
Human beings are naturally attracted to beauty, yet Jesus was lacking in beauty.
那十四节第五十二章十四节括号说他的面貌比别人憔悴形容比别人世人枯槁。
Isaiah 52 verse 14 tells us that many were appalled at the appearance of Jesus because his appearance was so disfigured beyond that of any man.
所以主耶稣有人跟他讲，你还没有五十岁啊，你怎么见过亚伯拉罕？
And that's why some people said to Jesus, "You're not yet even 50 years old. How could you have seen Abraham?"
其实主耶稣差不多三十岁。
In reality, Jesus was only about 30.
如果有一个人跟你讲，你还没有五十岁，其实你已经才三十岁而已，你一定很伤心。
If anyone says to you when you're 30 years old that you look like you're about 50, you'll be a little bit insulted.
所以主耶稣不能吸引人。
So Jesus had no physical beauty to attract people.
因为他没有外在的条件。
He had no criteria for beauty.
但是主耶稣的内在是最美的。
But his inner beauty was far surpassing any of us.
不但会感动人，也会吸引人。
Because it would not only touch the hearts of people, but it also attracts people.
我们看第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常常忧患。这里讲主耶稣多受痛苦，常常忧患。
This verse tells us that Jesus was a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering.
那到底他受苦什么？
Why did he suffer and sorrow?
第四节
Verse 4.
他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。主耶稣背负我们的痛苦。
Jesus took up our infirmities and sorrows.
但是当时的人却以为他做了什么错事，所以被刑罚。
But the people at the time thought he had committed a great sin and so was being punished.
在小孩子还不认识父母的爱之前，父母已经先为小孩子受苦。
Parents today have already suffered for their child even before the child recognizes the love of their parents.
在我们不认识主耶稣之前，他已经先为我们受苦。
So it is that Jesus has already suffered for us even before we knew him.
这是真的出于他对我们的爱。
This is his love for us.
我们看第五节。
Verse 5.
哪知道为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。第六节。
Verse 6.
我们都如羊走迷，偏行己路，神是我们众人的罪都归在他的身上。我们今天能够得平安，为什么？
What is the reason we can have peace today?
因为主耶稣为我们受刑罚。
It's because Jesus was punished for our sake.
我们能够得医治，因为主为我们受鞭伤。
Today we can be healed because all of our wounds have been cast upon him.
就是主为我们付一个代价，所以我们今天跟神和好，可以得到丰盛的恩典。
Jesus went in our stead in order to bring peace between us and God today.
主耶稣的头戴荆棘冠冕。
Jesus had a crown of thorns.
那荆棘从哪里来？
Where did the thorns come from?
你看创世纪里面那个荆棘是要做什么？
In the book of Genesis, what were thorns for?
人被咒诅。
Human beings were condemned.
地要长出荆棘跟蒺藜来。
The ground would bring forth thorns and briars.
使人在耕种中会有受苦。
And so because of sin, human beings needed to suffer.
所以那个荆棘跟蒺藜是一种咒诅以后的受苦。
So thornsare the suffering brought about by sin.
那现在耶稣的头戴荆棘的冠冕。
But Jesus wears for us a crown of thorns.
那个荆棘砸到头骨，那是很痛的。
The thorns pierce into the skull. That can't be pleasant.
那个痛是出于人类被受咒诅。
And that pain comes from the condemnation of mankind.
因为那个荆棘是从亚当犯罪来。
Because those thorns come from the sin of Adam.
主耶稣不是被勉强的。
Jesus was not forced to do this.
是他自己选择了。
He chose to do this.
爱的伟大在这里。
That's his great love.
在我们不认识他，他已经为我们预备了。
Before we even knew Jesus, he had already prepared this for us.
这是主耶稣的伟大。
That's his greatness.
所以为什么主耶稣可以吸引人？
That's why Jesus attracts us today.
他说我被挂在木头上，我就要吸引人。
Jesus said he will be hung on a tree, on a wood, and then he will attract people.
今天教会能吸引人在哪里？
Today the church can attract people.
就是有主耶稣在十字架那种爱。
As long as we have the love of Jesus.
人会被感动，会被吸引。
Then people will be touched, people will be attracted to the church.
看第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
神却定义将他压伤，使他受苦。神以他为赎罪祭。这个地方说神定义把他压伤。
Verse 10 says, it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer.
以他为赎罪祭。
So that he could be a guilt offering.
所以这是神的作为。
This is God's doing.
所以53章是非常重要的一章。
So chapter 53 is a very important chapter.
十一节。
Verse 11.
他必看见自己劳苦的功效便心满意足。
Isaiah 53 verse 11. After the suffering his soul, he will see the light of life and be satisfied.
快乐从哪里来？
Where do we get joy from today?
有时候你看到你所爱的人很快乐，那就是你的快乐。
Sometimes when we see someone we love very joyful, that brings joy to our hearts.
虽然有时候我们要让我们所爱的人快乐，可能你要牺牲一点。
Even though, in order to bring joy to that person, we need to suffer a little bit.
你看到很快乐，这就是你的安慰。
But after we suffer and we see that person overjoyed, then that is comfort for our souls.
这是很奇妙的体验。
This is a wonderful experience.
那主耶稣看到自己劳苦的功效。
Jesus saw the fruits of his own suffering.
就是他被钉十字架，很多人得神的恩典。
And that is when he was crucified on the cross, he brought salvation to many people.
虽然他受很多的苦，但是他的心很满足。
So even though he suffered in his soul, he was very satisfied in his soul.
这个是喜乐的一种秘诀。
This is the mystery of joy.
你如果真的要很喜乐，
if you truly want to be joyful,
你要受苦，
you need to suffer.
你受苦，你就会很喜乐。
After you suffer, you'll be overjoyed.
这个真的很奇妙。
This is a miraculous thing.
我们现在生活一直要让它舒服，就是你就不会觉得喜乐。
Today, if you just live a life of luxury, you'll never be happy.
但是你受一点苦，你就会很喜乐。
But after you suffer a little bit, you'll realize how joyful you can be.
当初使徒去传福音。
When the disciples went out to preach,
他们被抓去鞭打。
They were captured and punished and whipped.
我们看他们什么感觉。
But what did they do?
使徒行传第五章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 5.
四十一节。
Acts chapter 5 verse 41.
第五章四十一节。
Acts 5:41.
他们离开公会，心里欢喜，因为被算是配为这个名受辱的。
41, the apostles left the Sanhedrin rejoicing because they had been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name.
这里讲离开公会，那公会是什么地方？
What was the Sanhedrin?
在四十节说，公会的人把他们打了，有吩咐他不可以传耶稣的名，然后把他们放了。
Verse 40 tells us that the Sanhedrin had the apostles flogged and ordered them not to speak in the name of Jesus.
可能全身都伤痛啊，哇，我这个位置传耶稣被打了。
It's perhaps they were suffering from head to toe because they had been beaten.
但是从那个门一出来，哇，心里好高兴。
But as soon as they left the door, they were rejoicing.
哇，今天为耶稣被打。
Today I have been flogged for Jesus.
哇，心里很喜乐。
I have joy in my heart.
这个是喜乐一个来源。
This is one source of joy.
所以你如果到那个最危险的地方去传福音。
So say you go into the most dangerous area to preach the gospel.
最痛苦的最生活最简单的地方传福音。
Where life is very simple and ancient.
那你看他们祷告得圣灵并得医治。
But you see that they pray, their sicknesses are healed, they're filled with the Holy Spirit.
看他们得圣灵，看他们得恩典。
They receive mercy and grace from God.
哇，你心里好喜乐。
You receive joy in your heart.
那人但是受肉体受苦啊。
Even though you're physically suffering.
所以主耶稣在来世界上啊，肉体是受苦。
So Jesus came to the world to suffer in the flesh.
但是他的心呢是很满足。
But his heart was filled with joy.
因为救恩成全了，这么多人得神的恩典。
Because salvation had been completed and so many people had been saved.
今天如果这个心在我们里面。
Today if we have this heart, type of heart.
我们就在教会里面会有喜乐。
Then we will have joy in the church.
哪一个人有困难，你拼命带他祷告。
When we see someone suffering, we pray for them.
就有一天你看他，哎，病得医治了。
We see that their sicknesses are cured.
困难解决了。
We see their problems go away.
你心里会很喜乐。
We will have joy.
但是你当帮他为他祷告的时候，跪下来是很辛苦啊。
But it hurts to pray a long time when you pray for them.
所以如果我们生活都没有喜乐。
So if there's no joy in your life today,
因为我没有受苦。
It's perhaps because we have not suffered.
如果真的出于爱心为别人受苦，会有很心满意足。
If through the love of God we suffer other people, we're going to find that joy that we're missing.
我们看54章的11节下半句。
Let's turn to Isaiah 54,
11节下半句。
Verse 11, the second portion.
认识我的义仆得称为义，并且要他要担当他们的罪孽。这是主耶稣心满意足的原因。
This is why Jesus was satisfied in his heart.
这是五十三章。
Chapter 53, verse 11, the second portion.
那五十四章到五十六章在讲锡安的荣耀还有福分。
Chapter 54 to chapter 56, verse 8, it talks about the glory and blessings of Zion.
这个锡安呢，后来当然就是指着。
Zion, of course, prefigures the true church.
我们来看五十四章的第五节。
Let's read chapter 54, verse 5.
因为造你的是你的丈夫万军的神是他的名，救赎你的以色列的圣者大必称为全能的神第六节。
Verse 6.
主造你如被离弃心中忧伤的妻子，就是幼年所娶的妻子，这是神所说的。第七节。
Verse 7.
我离弃你不过是骗子，却要将施大恩将你收回。第八节。
Verse 8.
我的怒气仗义顷刻之间向你掩面，却要以永远的慈爱临续你，这是神你的救赎主说的。这里在提到神跟人好像一个婚姻了。
This passage compares God's relationship with us like a marriage.
所以造你的是你的丈夫。
So our creator is our husband.
然后在第七节。
Verse 7.
虽然以色列百姓好像被离弃的妻子。
Even though the Israelites were like a wife deserted.
但是后来神要再把他造回来。
But then God would bring them back.
所以第七节。
Verse 7.
离弃不过是骗子，大恩却要将大恩收回。
For a brief moment, I abandon you, but with deep compassion, I will bring you back.
第八节说，他的怒气仗刻是顷刻之间，但是永远的慈爱却不改变。
Verse 8 says, In a surge of anger, I hid my face from you for a moment, but with everlasting kindness, I will have compassion.
所以我们越读圣经，越对神会认识越深。
So the more we read the Bible, the more we're going to have a deeper knowledge of God.
他是我们的父。
That God is our Father.
在灵里面，他又是好像一个。
And that spiritually, he is our husband.
His love is very strong.
His love surpasses.
雅各说，爱好像死一样坚强。
Song of Songs says, love surpasses the power of death.
所以你如果啊，太太问先生，你爱我多少？
So if a wife asks a husband, how much do you love me?
我财产一半给你，这个还不够。
You shouldn't answer, well, 50% of my possessions I give to you.
呀，什么样的答案才是最完全的？
What's the best answer?
啊，我愿意为你死。
The best answer is, I'm willing to die for you.
因为爱好像死一样坚强。
Because love is as strong as death.
啊，耶稣爱人就是爱到为我们死。
Jesus loved us to the death.
这是五十三章，我们可以看出来。
This is what we see from Isaiah 53.
那保罗爱耶稣，爱到为耶稣死。
Paul likewise loved Jesus until he died for Jesus.
所以神对我们的爱非常大。
That's why God's love for us is so great.
但是我们对神的爱体验啊，常常是一点点。
But sometimes we can, or we actually only feel the love of God just a little bit.
那我们对神的爱领受越来越多，越来越多，我们对神的爱的回报就越来越多。
So we need to strive to seek more experience in the love of God, and then we can repay the love of God more and more.
54章到56章，它这是啊喜安的荣耀，还有福分。
So from chapter 54 to 56, Isaiah talks about the glory and blessings of Zion.
啊，那因为人跟神有婚约。
Now because God and human beings have struck an agreement.
所以以色列百姓去拜偶像，神不能接受。
When the people of Israel worshipped idols, God could not accept this.
好像你的配偶去找另外一个异性，这是你不能接受的。
Just like it is unacceptable for your spouse to go and have another partner.
所以我们可以从这个比喻啊，这五十四章的比喻来了解神的心。
From this passage in chapter 54, we can understand the perspective of God.
好，那五十五章。
Chapter 55.
这里讲有一个满足，不必用钱了。
55 tells us that there is a satisfaction not gained from money.
第一节。
Verse 1.
你们一切干渴的都应当就近水来，没有银钱也可以来，你们都来，买的是不用银钱也不用价值，来买酒跟奶。这里讲买来吃，但是又不要钱。
55 says you can buy this, but you don't need money.
那是第二节。
Verse 2.
你们为什么花钱买那不足为足的食物呢？
Why spend money on what is not bread?
所以我们在世界上常常很多的快乐都是要花钱买的。
Today, we pay money to enjoy ourselves in this world.
所以有时候小孩子放假，父母亲就想，哇，暑假要多少钱啊，让他用。
And so, when it comes vacation time, say in the summer, we think about setting aside money for our kids to use and enjoy their summer.
但是这里讲说，有一些是不必花钱也可以满足的。
But these two verses tell us that there is satisfaction and enjoyment to be gained not through money.
我们看第二节。
Verse 2.
下半节。
Second half.
你们要留心听我的话，就能吃那美物，得享肥甘，心中喜乐。55章第二节。
Listen to me and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the richest of fare.
这个就表示神的话是我们的满足。
God's word provides us satisfaction.
我们刚才再看第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
神说，我的意念非同你的意念，我的道路非同你的道路。第九节。
Verse 9.
天怎样高过地，照样我的道路也高过你们道路，我的意念高过你的意念。这里在讲有两种道路。
There are two ways to go in verse 8 and verse 9.
一个是人的道路。
One way is human way.
一个是神的道路。
The second way is God's way.
有两种的意念。
There are two thoughts.
一个是人的意念。
One type of thought is human thoughts.
神的意念。
The other is God's thoughts.
那这两个有什么差别呢？
How are they different?
就是天跟地一样的差别。
They're as different as heaven and earth.
所以有时候我们也会有一个感觉。
So sometimes we think about it.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹有这个感觉。
I don't know if all the members have the same type of thought.
有时候我常常听弟兄姊妹讲了，他们亲兄弟因为信耶稣之后就发现，在主里面的团契比跟亲兄弟在谈话更享受。
Sometimes I talk to members who have some siblings who are not members of the church, and they'll say, well, you know, when I speak to my fellow members in the church, I speak to them more intimately than with my own physical siblings.
那怎么会这样？
Why is this so?
因为我们自己的家人哦，虽然有这个爱，这个肉体的，但是谈来谈去都是谈地上的事情。
It's because when we speak to our physical siblings, if they're not church members, then all we're talking about are the things of this world.
你没有办法跟他谈神的事情。
You have love, but you're not talking about the love of God.
但是在教会的弟兄姊妹，你可以谈很多神的事情。
But in the church, with our fellow brothers and sisters here, we talk about the things of God.
谈神的爱，神的恩典。
We talk about the love of God and His mercy.
谈我们对神的话的感受。
We talk about our thoughts on the words of God.
那这种我们在谈神的爱啊，那种感动啊，那种满足啊，有时候会很感动，你都掉眼泪下来。
And so it is when we share our thoughts on our living God. Sometimes it moves us to tears.
那是很深入的。但是那种谈话是很深入的。
Because this type of discussion has much meaning.
所以这里讲啊，神的意念很高。
So God's thoughts are high.
我们要去追求。
And we have to seek His way.
因此，我们有时候在教会里面常常发现，我们在讨论一件事情，意见都不一样。
Sometimes when we discuss a matter in church, we find many different opinions.
这是难免的，因为每个人灵性不一样。
This is natural because everyone's spirituality and spiritual faith is different.
灵性越高，他能够越看清楚神在天上的意念。
The more spiritual among us can see the spiritual ways of God.
那我们灵性没有成长，我们的意念就在地上。
Those of us who are more immature, then our spirituality is more in consistency with the ways of the world.
所以讨论事情意见都不一样。
So our opinions are more consistent with the ways of the world.
甚至在家庭里面，夫妻有时候也很难沟通。
Even within a household, sometimes a husband and wife cannot agree.
因为意念不一样，
灵性不一样。Because they have different concepts due to their different spirituality.
但是当灵性一直在成长，就越来越容易沟通。
But as we continue to mature spiritually, you'll find that the opinions merge into one.
有一次我到澳洲去。
One time I went to Australia.
有个教务负责跟他讲。
There was a religious affairs member, council member.
我看那个教会也有从南洋，也有从各个地方去的。
That church was filled with people from all sorts of backgrounds.
他们说刚刚开始很难查经啊，每次查经就吵架。
And so he told me that at the get-go, when they studied the Bible, everyone would argue.
一个说亚伯兰献独生，另外一个人说怎么可能？神怎么叫人杀孩子？那你怎么讨论家庭？
One would say, well, Abraham wanted to offer his son Isaac, but another one would argue, well, how can God ever order a human being to kill another human being?
每一次要讨论圣公都要讨论很长。
Every time they discussed doing holy work, they had to have a very lengthy and heated discussion.
那后来连总就派很多的工人去啊，就是带领他们的像这样圣经讲习会。
And so the International Assembly sent many people there to conduct seminars such as this one.
那鼓励他们祷告。
To strengthen them and encourage them to pray.
那个负责人告诉我。
And the council member then told me.
有一次他参加家庭聚会。
That he once attended a family service.
祷告这么久怎么没有停啊？
And he was wondering how come we're praying so long and we're still not finishing.
已经祷告半个钟头。
It's been half an hour.
因为那个第一次领会很紧张，他忘记按铃。
It's because the person leading the Bible study was so anxious and worried and nervous he forgot to ring the bell.
但你看有哪个地方你不按铃可以祷告半个钟头？
But where can you go where if you don't ring the bell you actually pray for half an hour?
有的教会啊，你这带领祷告。
Some churches you're leading the prayer.
开始很大声，五分钟又飞机下降，没有声音，只剩传道一个。
And at the get-go, there's a loud noise, but then the plane has landed, and there's no more sound but the sound of the preacher.
那他们祷告很长。
But this place, they prayed a long time.
那因为有神的话，祷告很深入，结果大家就同心合意。
But because of the word of God and because of the spirit in prayer, everyone came to have one mind.
因为我们的心啊，那个意念已经。往上提
，because their opinion and their thoughts had been elevated，
达到神的意念，看法就一样了。
Their thoughts became consistent with the thoughts of God。
这个是教会同心的方法。
This is how a church unites。
就是要往上提升。
To elevate ourselves to the elevation of God。
那我们看事情跟神一样。
So that we see things through the eyes of God。
那教会就很容易合一。
And then our church will be united。
那从56章开始。
From verse from chapter 56,
一直到57章哈，57章到59节，59章。
Chapter 57 to 59
一直在讲我们要回转。
Tells us to return to God.
圣经里面神说，你们如果回转向我，我就回转向你。
The Bible tells us if we return to God, God will turn to us.
我们来看一节圣经。
Let's read a verse.
撒迦利亚书。
In Zechariah.
第一章。
Zechariah chapter 1.
第三节。
Verse 3.
所以你要对以色列人说，万军的神如此说，你们要转向我，我就转向你。这是万军的神说的。
The Lord Almighty says, return to me, and I will return to you.
这里两次说，这是万军的神说的。
Twice it says in the verse that this is what the Lord Almighty says.
表示这句话很有分量。
Meaning that this statement is a powerful statement.
那说什么？
What does it say?
你要转向我，我就转向你。
If we return to God, God will return to us.
这个夫妻两个吵架有一个很明显的外在的表现。
When husband and wife argue, there's a very obvious manifestation.
是吧？谁都不看谁。
People stop looking at each other in the eye.
是不是？
Isn't that true?
那如果你背向神，神也背向你，那这就没有交集了。
So if your back's to God and God's back is to you, well, then you're not communicating.
就越来越远了。
And you're going to leave one another.
那如果我们转向神，神也转向我们，就彼此面对了。
But if we turn our faces to God and God turns his face to us, then we're talking.
那关系就越来越好了。
And then our relationship gets stronger and stronger.
所以神说，你要转向我。
So God says, return to me.
那我就转向你。
And I will return to you.
所以神在等。
God's waiting for us.
神在等啊，我们回转，他就回转。
He's waiting for us to return to Him.
所以人跟神关系最难的是什么？
What's the biggest challenge between human beings?
我们常常把它想作神。
We think it's God.
神这么高，这么大。
God is so great, so almighty.
那我这么小。
I'm so insignificant.
神怎么会理我？
How can God even bother to care about me?
我祷告，神怎么会听？
Why would he listen to my prayers?
所以我们都把它归于人跟神关系很难，是因为神。
So we blame God for the challenges that exist in our relationship.
其实不是。
But that's not the case.
最难改变的是人。
The biggest challenge is to change our own hearts.
神已经说他是父亲。
God said he's the father.
他好像丈夫。
He's like the husband.
他来要为人受苦。
He came to the world to suffer for us.
所以他在等我们，你愿意不愿意回转？
So he's waiting for us to turn back to him.
但是困难是人很难改变。
The problem is human beings don't want to change.
所以五十七章开始啊。
So chapter 57 in Isaiah
就在讲要回转向神。
Talks about turning back to God.
我们来看几个回转所带来的结果。
Let's see what returning back to God brings to us.
五十七章以赛亚书。
Isaiah 57.
第一个回转
First returning
心灵痛悔谦卑
is to return and repent in your heart.
这段圣经我们读过的话，57章15节
Isaiah 57 verse 15.
那至高至上永远长存名为圣者的这样说，我住在至高至圣的所在，也与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居。
Verse 57, for this is what the high and lofty one says, he who lives forever, whose name is holy.I live in a high and holy place, but also with him who is contrite and lowly in spirit.
神又是至高至上，神又是至圣的。
God is high and holy, high and lofty.
那比起来，我们又是污秽的，我们又是卑微的。
We compared to him are insignificant and nothing.
但是他说，我要跟心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居。
Yet God says, I will be with him who is contrite and lowly in spirit.
所以我们心啊，常常对自己的罪感觉到很后悔、忧伤，求神赦免。神喜悦我们，他就灵就降下来，就浇灌充满我们里面，跟我们同在。
So if we consider ourselves and humble ourselves before God as contrite and lowly, then God lifts us up with his spirit and fills us with his highness.
我们如果愿意改变，有痛悔谦卑的心，那神就与我们同在。
So as long as we are willing to repent, to change, to have a humble and contrite heart, then God will be with us.
这是一个应许。
That's a promise.
也是很多人的体验。
This is true experience of members today.
那因为这样啊，我们就会有平安了。
In this fashion, we will have peace.
神与我们同在，我们就有平安。
Because when God is with us, we will have peace.
那五十八章我们有提过，这是祷告。的一种改变。
Chapter 58 talks about changing your prayer.
就是生活要改变。
You change your prayer when you change your daily life.
你如果只一直祷告，禁止祷告，但是生活不改变了，祷告常常没有功效。
If you just keep praying, even fasting and praying, but you don't change your daily life, then your prayer may all go for naught.
你就是一直祷告，但是那一个人恨我，就是不赦免他。他信了五十年还对我这样，我就是不赦免他。一直祷告，主啊，听我祷告，没有用。
Perhaps we keep praying and asking God for something to hear our prayers, but we hate someone in our hearts. Well, then God's not going to listen to us.
因为恨就是住在黑暗里面。
Because to hate is to live in darkness.
那如果这个恨拿掉了，你把那个改变了，那神就听我们祷告。
But if we get rid of this hatred in our heart and we change, then God will hear our prayers.
所以最难的是人。
The biggest difficulty lies with human beings.
我们愿意改变，神就回转。
If we're willing to change, then God will turn back to us.
那在十三节，五十八章十三节，在讲另外一件事情。
Isaiah 58 chapter 13 talks about yet another thing.
这是我们要努力的一个目标。
And this is something we need to seek after.
就是守安息日。
And that is to observe the Sabbath.
我们看啊，十三节到十四节。
Verse 13 and verse 14. If you keep your feet from breaking the Sabbath and from doing as you please on my holy day, if you call the Sabbath a delight and the Lord's holy day honorable, and if you honor it by not going your own way and not doing as you please or speaking idle words, then you will find your joy in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride on the heights of the land and to feast on the inheritance of your father Jacob.The mouth of the Lord has spoken.
这个说，这是神亲口说的。
This verse says, "The mouth of the Lord has spoken."
表示这句话是真的，有分量，你可以体验的。
Meaning that this passage is true, and you can experience it today.
这里讲守安息日的结果。
It tells us the results of observing the Sabbath.
神要让你乘驾地的高处。
You will ride on the heights of the land.
这个就表示哦，你的灵性会往上成长。
Your spirituality will forever be lifted.
好像这个摩西登到尼波山。
Just like Moses ascending Mount Nebo.
他就可以看到很远，看到迦南全平原。
Then he could see into the distance into the promised land of Canaan.
所以，如果我们有守安息日哦，你灵性会一直在进步。
So if we observe the Sabbath, then our spiritual lives will be elevated.
不管你礼拜一到礼拜五多忙。
It doesn't matter how busy you are from Monday to Friday.
那下面以你主雅各的产业养育你。
Then God says you will feast on the inheritance of your father Jacob.
就是要以他的恩典来。看顾我们的生活。
You will have the grace of God in our daily lives.
灵性要成长，生活神要看顾。
If we spiritually elevate are spiritually elevated, then God will take care of our physical needs.
如果神转向我们，你就可以体验这样了。
If God turns back to us, then we will experience this.
但是我们要在安息日要改变。
But we need to observe the Sabbath.
怎么守安息日？
How do we observe the Sabbath?
那你可以讲很多。
This is a whole doctrine.
有人问了，安息日可以不可以做这，可以不可以做那个？
Some people ask me, well, on the Sabbath, can I do this or that?
在这里有几个原则。
There are some standards that we need to uphold.
说要调转你的脚步。
First is to adjust our way.
要称安息日为可喜乐的。
We need to consider the Sabbath a delight.
要尊重这一天。
To honor the Sabbath.
那结论一句话就是十四节。
And verse 14.
要以神为乐。
We need to find our joy in the Lord.
所以安息日怎么守呢？
How do we observe the Sabbath?
就是以神为乐，这样就对了。
Find joy in the Lord, and then this is observing the Sabbath.
那这句话已经讲很多了。
This, you can talk forever on it.
那以神为乐，这样神就要回转过来祝福我们。
If we find our joy in the Lord, then God will turn back to us and bless us.
所以到五十九章到五十七章都一直在提到我们要改变。
So from 57 to 59 exhorts us to change.
我们改变，神就会改变，回转向我们。
If we return to God and change, then God will return to us.
那从五十从六十章开始到结束。
From chapter 60 to the end of the book of Isaiah.
就在提到最后的国度，弥赛亚的国度。
About the messianic kingdom, the kingdom of the last times.
那是新天新地将会实现。
The new heavens and the new earth, which is the true church.
所以这已经讲到天国了。
We're already talking about the kingdom of heaven.
所以以赛亚书到最后就是讲神的国在天国实现。
So the end of Isaiah talks about the coming of the kingdom of heaven.
那就是每个选民，包括犹太人还有外邦人都要去的地方。
And this kingdom of heaven is open for all peoples, the people of Israel and the Gentiles.
所以后半边在讲神的慈爱。
So it talks about the mercy and love of God.
最后神的慈爱最后的表现就是让我们回到天国。
The greatest and final expression of God's love is that we can enter the kingdom of heaven.
这就是我们的盼望。
This is our hope.
也是以赛亚书的结束。
And that's the conclusion of Isaiah.
我们一起祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray.